We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We do talk to Ramon. Good morning, Ramon. How is everything?
Good, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
All right, let's get started off with this. You play the Bengals this weekend. Are we to the point as a football-watching nation where we're ready to tune in and just watch Vontaze Burfict play football, or is it still in the back of your mind there could be nonsense?
I hope for the first one, but you just never know. You know, I made a comment yesterday. I was like, you know, we just got to kind of dip our toes into this thing and see how it goes. I know he's coming back from a suspension. I know, you know, the play from last year, whatever the case may be. But I'm hoping with the climate of the way the game has been rough right now, the rules have been put in place, that both sides just kind of sit back and just play football. Cincinnati's at a point right now where they're leading our division. They also just have some really good players, and they have a chance this year to, you know, if they do the right thing, they can be a team that, you know, that really make a push. Our job is to just knock them off, just completely just playing football and having no nonsense. So our goal, Pittsburgh Steelers, play football. We're going into a hostile environment, though, that in recent history has said otherwise. But we'll do our job as far as just keeping it all legal and simply playing the game of football the way it's supposed to be played.
Does it feel like you guys are always the Bengals Super Bowl, Ramon?
You know what, honestly, I feel like that's the case for us with a lot of teams. I've had other players or, you know, I've seen guys in other cities that say, you know, if we beat you guys, then that was a good season for us. It was a really good check mark for us. So I got to kind of group a lot of teams into that category when you know, you say it's their Super Bowl against us. There's a standard in Pittsburgh, and we got to do our best to uphold that teams are going to play us a lot different, a lot harder than they play other teams. So I don't want to just say, you know, it's Cincinnati, it feels that way, because it feels that way with a lot of different things. They want to embarrass us if they can.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. It's 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We had Brian Billick on just a little while ago, and we're talking about James Conner a little bit. When does the grind hit him as a feature back? Or are you confident because of the work he put in the offseason that grind won't hit him?
I don't think it will hit him. Really has gotten a lot more plays also this past few games. Well, his volume has picked up a little bit more. But James is a guy, you can tell his competitive spirit. He's breaking a run and he's getting up flexing because he know he's putting this work. He know he's grinding for this. He know he has to prove a whole lot of people wrong. So I don't see him wearing down. And I also see our staff finding different ways of just giving the ball so that he's not just in between the tackle. Maybe he's outside a little bit or, you know, catching the ball a lot more. That can take some of the banging off of your body too. So, but me looking at James, I see him welcoming it.
To watch those three scoring drives, the first two in the first quarter, Ramon, and then the one in the third quarter, 8 plays, 78 yards, 11 plays, 97, 12 plays, 85, all three of them for touchdowns, and a lot of them James Conner runs. It looked like you guys were steamrolling downhill like some old-fashioned, old-school Steelers football. Did you feel it in the moment as you're pushing those drives down the field?
I did, and I think we did, too. You know, we came to the sideline and told Coach Munch, whatever Coach Randy's running, tell him to stay with it. Because, you know, it just got to a point where it felt good. And as far as, like, catching that rhythm. And James was running the ball right. And when really got in also, he was doing it right also. Well, he was hitting the holes right too. So when you catch a groove like that, it's always a good feeling. And to be honest with you, I didn't know our drives were that long until you just told me, even after watching film. So it was a good day to be a part of you know, the run game and the way Coach Randy was calling it.
Follow us at, follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorky Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. I know that you pay attention to what you do on offense, but let's talk a little Steeler defense for a moment. How important has Joe Haden been to the development of some of the younger guys?
It's huge, man. And not just with football. That guy, Joe Hayden, he's a really good person, man. You see him and your day brightens up. That's what he does for you. So if you imagine him being in your room and you know this is Joe Hayden, a first-round pick. This is Joe Hayden, a Pro Bowl corner, and he's talking to you and he's giving you information on how to play the position, how to be a professional and stuff like that. I think that, you know, teams can't really buy that type of stuff to put on their team. And Joe is one of those guys, man, that kind of spreads it around a little bit. He's a guy that's originally a Cleveland Browns player that's become fully a Pittsburgh Steeler in everything that he does. We know what Joe is going to do day in and day out. And having him around in the building for both sides of the ball, offense and defense, man, is huge because the confidence of himself and what he just spreads amongst the team, you know, especially the defense, is huge for us.
How much do you see younger guys like Artie Burns, Cam Sutton, following him around, maybe not necessarily physically in his footsteps, but watching what he does and trying to mimic how he prepares?
You see it in a good bit, and their communication, from what I see at a distance, seems to be some of the best I've seen around. If they're smart, they continue to latch on them a little bit more because Joe's been through, you know, just being on some bad teams in Cleveland, so he know what it takes as far as adversity to continually go out and be on a bad team and still make Pro Bowls and get personal accolades. So imagine putting them on a team that has, you know, a winning culture, but, you know, goes through some adversity. Joe's the guy that can talk those guys through that, you know, especially some of the losses or ties we've had in the past. So he's very pivotal to our defense and our team in general.
Ramon Foster joining us here in his weekly spot, 8 o'clock on Tuesdays on the Fan Morning Show. Let's get back to the Bengals for a minute. And Vontaze Burfict, like you said, he's kind of unpredictable. You always hope you're past the stuff. But do you think that he remembers the hit that Juju laid on him and he's got 19 in his head?
I think most times a guy might have, you know, a vendetta if something like that happens. But you just got to kind of chalk that up to football in a sense, you know. Everybody gets got at some point in time, you know, whether you're getting somebody, somebody gets you back. So to say somebody's looking for it, that'd be kind of terrible. But if you're willing to, you know, risk a fine, a suspension, or whatever the case may be to get back at somebody on the football plate and have at it, like I said, in their position that they're in right now, leading our division, I would think their mentality is don't do anything to hurt our momentum going into the season because the team – wins and losses can flip within, you know, the snap of a finger.
Forget the flags, forget the personal fouls, and forget the stuff after the whistle. Just the way the football game is played. Is it more violent than other games against the Bengals?
Recent history, it has been, but I don't know. To me, it's always going to be a physical game anyway. I can't say it's going to be that type of game, like I said, with the climate of everything in the league right now. So, it's almost like it's just a wait and see what's going to happen this past week. And I do know I've had a lot of people asking me for tickets. Well, a few people asking me for tickets. So I guess they anticipate something.
Does it almost give you a desire as an offensive lineman, Ramon, to then go out and take the game to them and put together some of those long drives where you're running the ball and shoving it down their throat in order to just out-physical them and set that tone?
The thing is, if we can keep their defense on the field that long, 10, 12 play drive, 8 play drive, that means we're doing something good. That means we're controlling the game. We can't go into their environment and have 3 and outs or 4 plays and no points. We got to be a team that keeps a really good defense on the field, and they have a lot of good players over there, so we got to be on top of our game this weekend.
All right, I'm going to ask you to keep it really real on something. You ready for this, Ramon?
All right, talk to me. Let me hear it.
All right, do you think that Conor McGregor stuff was staged or you think that was real at the end?
I honestly think it got real at the end. The fact that he talked about the guy raised the guy dad, and you look at just the stuff beforehand, you know, they shattered his bus. I think there was some emotional stuff like attached to it because when he was beating McGregor and choking him out, he did not want to let up, and it seemed to be more personal than anything. I thought it was real. I know this. I'm going to buy the next fight. I didn't buy it this time, but I'm probably going to check it out next time.
So you're going to buy the next one because, see, I think it was real, too. Like, I think maybe the stuff in New York with the bus was fake because there was not a lot of people around. But I thought this was real because they risked too many people getting hurt that were just innocent bystanders, so it couldn't be staged.
Yes, and my thing is they're holding this guy checked. You know, I'm talking about stripping him of his belt. With boxes, I think your belts are everything. And this guy, you know, he's trained his butt off to get this paycheck to not be able to get it right now. So I'm definitely checking out the next one. I thought it was real. Well, the post-fight stuff.
Yeah, Dana White appreciates the pay-per-view buy. I don't know. I'm feeling like it was worked, Ramon.
They're selling the product, man, and I'm going to be honest with you. That was quite interesting, especially when the guy jumped back into the ring or the octagon and punched McGregor in the head. That was vengeance right there.
What would you do if a dude, like, let's say one of those MMA guys, let's say a guy that was 145 pounds came after you. Would you just have to try to smother him and take him down?
I got to grab him first because they're too quick. If I can get my hands on him, it's over. Because they're too quick at that point, man. So I got to get my hands on him.
He may feed you like six of them, though, before you even know you're in a fight.
Let's just hope it's not in that sweet spot to where I get knocked out, because that, man, they are lethal. That's why I say you gotta get your hands on them real quick, which is what he did to McGregor.
Oh, man. Ramon Foster. Ramon, good luck in Cincinnati. We'll chat again next week.
No doubt about it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
all
Ramon.
Right, the best, Ramon Foster. There's no way it could have been staged.
Oh, Dana White played this whole thing.
See, he's buying
out
it. He's going to have a party. He's going to have a bunch of people.
That's what
over.
I'm saying.
Oh, man.
They're going to do twice as many buys for the rematch.
They should pay-per-view the football game on Sunday because it could turn into that if Perfect has
Montez
a personal foul.
Versus Juju.
I'm telling you, it could get really bad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.